Halo.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cześć.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Student
in the way, way, way. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome another week to Students in the Wave program. We are going to accompany you on this cold Sunday afternoon with this fantastic program that we have prepared with great enthusiasm for all of you. Before we start, I want to greet the members that make this program possible. Hi, Nelia. What a joy to see you sitting next to me at Radio Morse. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Kind of cold, but great, thank you.
Okay. Receive also a greeting from the technical control and from who speaks to you in the microphone, Jon Fein. To start December well, the new month, we have prepared a special program for today. Today, our listeners will be able to enjoy live music. Our listeners will be able to hear how an authentic famous Spanish guitar sounds, and today we are going to explain to all of you the famous Spanish flamenco, and we will also talk about the guitar as an instrument that captivates souls and hearts, and how a person is capable of transmitting emotions and feelings with each musical note. For all this, today I am pleased to announce that our good friend Carlos Jiménez accompanies us with his guitar to give us a live concert and the opportunity to tell us about this special relationship he has with his instrument. Hello, Carlos. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us today in the program. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, John. Hello. At first, I give you the thanks for staying here. I'm proud to work with you. I'm so excited to talk about music and the guitar. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice, Carlos. I understand that the guitar represents a lot for you and for many people too. What relationship do you have with the guitar?
I have played the guitar for 2 years, and I can say it's a great instrument to pass the time. I'm not a professional guitar player, but I like to pass the time playing the guitar. It depends. Some days I like to play the guitar in my room. Other days I stay with the guitar, but not all the time. It's not professional. It's not serious. It's only to pass the time, like
more,
a hobby.
It's more a hobby, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And for you, who has been the artist that has most inspired you to be interested in this instrument? There are some person who...
That's a good question, yes. The first song that I learned to play in guitar was The House of the Rising Sun.
Amazing.
From the 80s. I like a lot this song, and it was the first challenge that I have to achieve.
How did you learn it? Did you learn it by yourself, or did you have some lessons?
I learned from myself. I start with YouTube, but I didn't have any guitar class in my life.
Amazing, okay.
So when did you start playing for the first time?
I started playing when I was 19 years old.
90 years?
19.
19 years old.
19 years old.
19 years old.
It's impossible.
And the first one you had, did you buy it or did you get it from someone?
The guitar that I have in Spain is from my brother, because my brother started playing the guitar when he was approximately 7 years old. But he finally get up and stopped with the guitar. And one day I decide to learn from myself to play the guitar. And I take it and I put one video, The House of the Rising Sun, and I start to play.
Very nice, Carlos. And later we will talk more about flamenco. But do you think that the guitar is like the key music instrument for this musical current? Mm. Is the guitar the most important instrument for the flamenco? Or there are,
I think it's not the best instrument in the scale, but it's the most representative instrument, in my opinion. But there are more instruments. For example, we have in Spain la caja. Mm-hmm. This is typical from the south of Spain, from Andalusia. And also it's different from the guitar because it's a box. One person has to only to hit it. It's only percussion. It's different to the guitar, but involves you better with the music, with the flamenco.
And I consider it's another instrument that it formed part of the body of the human, that there is more
It's more emotional. Yeah. We work, for example, we dance. It's not only about playing an instrument.
Las palmas.
Exactly.
Very important.
Yes.
Yes, and according to Alhambra Guitarras, is one of the famous producers of Spanish guitars since 1965, the music that is played with guitar enhances the well-being of human beings. Music produces very positive benefits on the state of mind, as shown by the power of music therapy. The classic guitar and the Spanish guitar are a resource used in this medium. A melody produces a concrete effect on the state of mind, since the emotional world reacts to the external stimulus. Music therapy takes music as a very healthy therapeutic antidote to enhance relaxation, enhance well-being, add self-esteem and vitality.
Music therapy uses in an optimal way the harmony of a sound, the rhythm of a song and the message it transmits to communicate a pleasant emotion in the listener. In addition, through music, body and mind are brought into harmony thanks to a physical and emotional relaxation that is healthy to prevent work stress, connect with the present moment and enhance concentration, reinforce positive thinking and become more aware of oneself.
The music also has different nuances depending on the instrument used to recreate a melody that can become the perfect soundtrack of a moment of inner place. Playing the guitar is an art. As you know, the classical guitar as a stringed instrument has a very expressive sound intensity thanks to the variation of rhythm in a song, being able to provide a slow touch into a melody to generate a feeling of inner peace through the magic of the Spanish guitar. At this point, we will make a stop in our speech so that Carlos will delight us with his music. Go ahead, Carlos, Soldadito Marinero of Fito y Fitipaldis.
Cruzar los mares y olvidar a su sirena. La verdad no fue difícil cuando conocí a Mariela, que tenía los ojos verdes y un negocio entre las piernas. Hay que ver qué putería no te arrimas a una vera. Soldadito marinero, conociste una sirena. Esas que dicen te quiero si de la cartera llena. Escogiste a la más guapa y a la menos buena. Sin saber cómo he venido te ha cogido la tormenta. Después de un invierno malo, una mala primavera, dime por qué estás buscando una lágrima en la arena. Después de un invierno malo, una mala primavera, dime por qué. buscando una lágrima en la arena. Después de un invierno malo, una mala primavera. Dime por qué estás buscando una lágrima en la arena. Después de un invierno malo.
Wow, that has been great. It has touched my heart. As we have seen through the guitar, it is also possible to play musical chords that show sound harmony. The music songs for guitar in major tone usually transmit joy. Music therapy can produce very positive benefits in different stages of life, promoting rest in babies, feeding the self-esteem of pregnant women, and stimulating the mind of the elderly. Besides all that, as Carlos knows, the guitar is a very significant instrument of our country, I mean your country, Spain, and in most of the festivities that are celebrated in your country, it is easy to meet someone playing a guitar. Precisely, one of the most important musical currents in Spain is flamenco, and this instrument is its cornerstone, along with the voice, the palms, and the castanets.
Flamenco occurs especially in Andalusia and areas of Extremadura and the region of Murcia, which, if you don't know, are different regions of Spain. In fact, our friend Carlos comes from one of these regions. It means facets are singing, playing and dancing, also counting on its own traditions and rules. As we know it today, it dates from the 18th century, and there is controversy about its origin, since although there are different opinions and aspects, none of them has been able to be proven in an historical way. Please, Carlos, we are going to show all the students of the university what this art consists of. Go ahead, Como Camarón, from Estopa.
Superior a mí, la fuerza que me lleva en el pulso que mantengo, con la oscuridad que tiñendo puro tus ojos negros. Que me cuenta del tiempo que pasa en tu pestañeo y que me trae por esta calle de amargura y de lamento. Que yo sé que la sonrisa que se dibuja en mi cara tiene que ver con la vista. Acabo de encarar en tu mirada tan empate, tan depresa, tan normal y tan extraña. Yo me parto la camisa como camarón. Tú me rompes las entrañas, me te pas como una araña. Te subo que empaña que está habitación, y después por la mañana despierto y no tengo alas. Llevo fuera durmiendo y mi almohada está empapada. Todavía ha sido un sueño muy real y muy profundo. Tus ojos no tienen daño porque no son este mundo. Que no te quiero mirar, pero es que cierro los ojos y hasta te veo por dentro. Te veo en un lado, en otro, en cada foto, en cada espejo. Y en las paredes del metro y en los ojos de la gente está la sopa más caliente. Loco, yo me estoy volviendo. Que yo sé que la sonrisa que se dibuja en mi cara tiene que ver con la brisa. Acabo de caer en tu mirada, tan despacio, tan deprisa, tan normal, tan extraña. Yo me parto la camisa como camarón. Tú me rompes las entrañas, me topas con una araña. Te pega su toque empaña que está de mi habitación. Y después por la mañana despierto y no tengo ganas. Llevo de fuera durmiendo y mi almohada está empapada. Todavía ha sido un sueño muy real y muy profundo. Tus ojos no tienen daño porque no son de este mundo.
Although the official dictionary of Spain associates it especially to the Gypsy ethnic group, it is more than perceptible the fusion of the different cultures that coincided in the Andalusia of the time. Of all the hypotheses about its origin, the most widespread thesis is that which exposes the Moorish origin. The cultural miscegenation that occurred at that time in Andalusia led to its creation. In fact, it already existed in the region of Andalusia, its germ long before the gypsies arrived. Also taking into account that there were gypsies in other regions of Spain and Europe, but flamenco was only cultivated by those who were in Andalusia.
In November 2010, UNESCO declared it an intangible cultural heritage of humanity at the initiative of the autonomous communities of Andalusia, Extremadura and Murcia. Its popularity in Latin America has been such that in Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Panama, Venezuela and Puerto Rico have emerged various groups and academies. In Japan, this is very nice, very curious. It has also become so popular that it is said that in that country there are more flamenco academies than in Spain.
Wow, surprising,
yes,
really.
Yes, really surprising. So let's go now with one of the most beautiful flamenco pieces I ever heard. Carlos brings us Mi Estrella Blanca from Fondo Flamenco. It has been incredible, Carlos. Wow, that was really, really nice. Thank you very much. Now, Nelia brings us some interesting events that all students can do these days in Dansk.
Okay, so as all of you know, Christmas is coming, as some Game of Thrones fans would say, and you can definitely feel it in Gdańsk. In Targ Węglowy, there are elves parades every day and beautiful light illuminations you can see all around the town. On the 5th of December, it's Wednesday, Santa Claus will sail to the Gdańsk Old City, and at 5 p.m., also there, a beautiful Christmas tree will be officially alight. On 9th December, it's Sunday, at 5 p.m. in Ołowianka, there's going to be a Christmas concert with Polish top artists. I invite all of you to come. As you can hear, there are going to be amazing attractions all December. So don't stay at home. Too much to be missed during this wonderful time of the year.
Thank you very much, Nelia. And with these events and with flamenco, we finish the program today. Thank you very much to all our listeners who listen to us and follow us. Thanks to Carlos for having accompanied us this afternoon with his guitar and for his fantastic performance. Thanks also to those who make this program possible, Mateus in the technical part, and Nelia for accompanying me in the production. Finally, receive a greeting from who also has accompanied you this afternoon to Radio Moore's microphones, John Fain. I hope you enjoy it. Until next week, bye.
Hear you soon, bye.
Hello.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cheers.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Student
in the way.